This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Remember the best parts of today, starting right now, right here, making the day better for you. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. 888-302 Doug, gets in touch if you feel like following us on Twitter. We're easy to follow at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day. Here's the good news. For those of you who are beer lovers, so many people like drink. When's the last time you had a beer, Victoria?
I don't drink beer. I don't like it. It's been years probably since I've had a beer.
Really? Yeah. You and I have more in common.
Well, I like wine beer. And you don't. So
that's true.
Right? Jen and I have more in common.
Yeah, right. You and Jennifer. Kara, you're a beer drinker, though, right?
Yeah, I had some Monday.
Are you a two-fisted beer drinker?
Generally, I stick with one at a time.
One at a time. Okay. Mike Simbura said he missed the wind blowing in his face. He was a cyclist for a long time, but then he got ALS, paralyzed, unable to speak or breathe on his own. But what he misses most about cycling is going fast. So Mike's friend Zach, who also is a cyclist, had the idea to take his bootlegger bike, a bike he used to haul beer, has a large cart attached to the front of it, to give it a more meaningful purpose in life. He outfitted the bootlegger to fit Mike's special wheelchair so he could pedal and Mike could ride once again. What a good friend Zach is. So the help from friends and family, Zach and Mike covered 232 miles over 3 days on the open road. They would go as fast as 50 miles an hour. Mike once again got to feel the wind in his face, got to go fast again. He loved that. After the journey, Mike said via his computer communicator, "The ride was almost exhilarating, the most exhilarating thing that I've done since my ALS diagnosis." So there's a good friend, and good friends are hard to find. And good stories. I thought this was going to be about beer, but turned out to be about a beer hauling. This guy was a bootlegger.
The thing that I just can't stop thinking about is his friend Zach. How big, how strong his legs must be to be able to push a friend in a specialized wheelchair in front of his bike.
232 miles.
Yeah. Well, the video is up on our Facebook page, and it is really worth seeing. It's really wonderful.
So three cheers for Mike, a couple of cheers for Zach, and how this all works. Friends, this underscores what I always say about friends. What I learned in the fourth grade from my teacher, Alice Scipione, was how to spell friend, because I was having a horrible time spelling friend. I got the I's and the E's and the E's and the I's all screwed up. So she said, "Dudley, remember, a friend is a friend till the end. Therefore, you can never forget the E-N-D on the end, F-R-I-E-N-D, etched in my mind forever." And perhaps now that I said that into yours as well. Who's your best friend? Think about that for a moment. Today, yesterday, tomorrow, if in fact this person is your best friend, he or she will be your best friend. If they're really your best friend, be there tomorrow as they were there yesterday. Nothing worse than a fair-weather friend. Nothing better than a friend till the end. In my book, anyway.
It's true.
Friends and family. Oftentimes, family are not your friends.
But if they are, I was thinking, both my sisters I would consider best friends. So if they are your friends, then they, are your best friends till the end.
Yeah. Well, think about that. And it's something to teach your children, too, when you have them. As they speak, I was getting a large charge out of Miles, my grandson, now really beginning to say words like he can say bus, he can say woof. When I bought him a little car to play with when I was there last week, and as soon as we said car, he looked at me and said, "Ka?"
And, with a little mini New England accent?
Yeah, well, which he will never learn because I can't imagine he's going to grow up any place other than where he is in Southern California. But it just it's wonderful to be able to communicate and to acknowledge and to know there's security in that friendship forever and a day. For always, there's that friendship that is, I'm sure all of us have got at least one person in our lives that we can say truly, truly, truly has been our friend forever. Okay, so there's that lesson. Here endeth, I feel like a preacher, here endeth the morning lesson. The Huffington Post I have written off. Used to be a fan of the Huffington Post, but I am so tired. Even if I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump, the heavy-handedness on both sides. You got, you know, Breitbart and that ilk on one side, and you got the Huffington Post on the other side. They have it so bad for Trump that their stories are so tainted with their opinions about Trump's weaknesses. It's every news story. It's every single thing that they write. And I've just become, it's the television is full of this crud and the so-called news media. And I have, I've actually, over the years, had some interesting conversations and connection with Arianna Huffington. I knew that her ego was larger than anything else that you could get into a room, hard to get her into and out of the room with that ego. But she's also very smart, knew how to put all this stuff together and did. And I think she ended up selling it for, what, $300 million or something outrageous. And it's, yeah, it's, it was cool. It's not anymore. And you look at all of these other stuff. You know, Drudge is all opinion, not really news. The Clinton News Network or CNN, it's just, ugh. MSNBC is a joke. Fox is, wow, what a surprise. They're for Trump. Wow. Oh. But nothing beat the obnoxious, I don't even know what to say about Cruz. I told you from the very beginning he was a loser. You want to lose, vote for Cruz. I can just smell it with people. I've been talking, maybe it's being on the air for as long as I have been and interviewing as many people and getting to understand by looking at them, body language, whatever it is. He's a creep. He always was a creep and still is a creep. Self-serving, just, he's a creep. And what I found obnoxious was some of my brethren that are in the supposedly serious news talk business taking money from him so that he would get
their support. Oh, that's right. He was the one paying off talk show hosts, right?
Yeah. Anyway, he is who he is, and he got booed off of the stage last night, and that's, you know, kind of what he deserved.
Yeah.
But the point I'm making with this is there's so much bias on all sides, really hard to get what the real story is. You know, I'm even the Roger Ailes thing, I'm beginning to think that this is, there's something more going on here than there was. It's just, it's, you gotta hold your own court, right? I think that's really what it is. You have to figure things out on your own. But most of the things we figure out are based on our opinions, though, not on what you really know, not on the facts. So I try hard, as does Victoria, to put the facts before you, and then we'll tell you what we think, and then you can think what you want to think, and then you can share your thoughts with whomever. But it is more difficult all the time to get to the facts. That's sort of the point. And you get no help from the Huffington Post. So
I've never, since I've been aware of the Huffington Post, I've never considered it a news source. I just consider it an aggregator. That's all it is to me.
Yeah.
So I don't even really think of it as its own thing.
But it really is.
It's just a source to click onto other links.
Read between the lines a little bit more, I think.
No, I mean, I get that everything's slanted against Trump, but it's the same way there are other sites that are all slanted against Hillary. So
yeah, right.
I mean, I'm sort of numb to all of it.
I think, yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah. Maybe it's just being numb. And that's it, you know, more than anything else, it's just being numb. That's, I'm going to slap myself. So no more numbness here. My temperature's down. I'm feeling fine. Thank you. 16 after the hour. Here's something that will make you feel pretty good. Call 888-444-2102. Get the alternative information about a secured 8% yield where you can get monthly checks from your investment, or you can reinvest the distributions back into the fund to compound your returns. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate either existing commercial properties or build new ones. This is something that actually is very cool. It's very cool. What makes the fund secured is the maximum that's lent to the developer, 70% of the value of the property. So there's lots of skin in the game. I use that terminology advisedly. It's skin in the game. So that he's protecting you as you need protection. You're the investor. You deserve to be protected. They can't do anything without your money. Find out more about this alternative way to secure an 8% yield in a 0% world. Go to them at 888-444-2102. There's a 5-minute video that you can watch also when you go to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. You can see that. Check it out. 18 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser-loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
The safe the oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Thank you. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, 23 and change half the hour here on the July 21st program. This is a good time for us to wrap ourselves around some of the silliness that we need more of in our lives. You've heard me talk a lot about James Corden and how much of a fan I am of carpool karaoke. Apparently last night he had Mrs. Obama on and Missy Elliott, the rap singer. So here's how it all began.
Sir, can I help you?
Yes.
What's your business today at the White House?
Hello, I have a tour of the White House.
Do you have a driver's license? Any identification, please?
Yes, I do.
I notice you're sweating from your brow.
Well, it's just a warm day.
Okay, let me see your ID, please.
Yeah, I think I might be in the wrong place. It's just a tour. I'm on a break. I host a TV show, The Late Late Show, probably.
Shut the engine off, please.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right. Do you know what? I'm in the wrong place. I'll back up. If you give me my license.
Sir, do not back up.
Well, I'm
do not back up,
I'm
sir.
In the wrong.
All right. When you put the car in drive, pull off to the right up there, please. And I'll give you further instructions once we get up there.
Hey there. I hear you're here for a 145 tour and have a little time on my hands. So, you want to go for a spin? Yeah.
You're going to do the 145
yeah,
tour?
Of course. I mean, you're a special guest, and I had a few minutes, so...
This is crazy. Okay, well, let's take a spin then.
Right. So that was Michelle Obama getting into the car. So they start... I don't know where they pick up Missy Elliott. Let's follow it up. Keep going, Kara.
Oh.
Stevie.
Michelle and Corden.
Did you know that Stevie Wonder is my favorite?
He's the best.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. Now I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby. Here I am. Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. When the time I went and said goodbye, and now I'm back and not ashamed to cry.
Delivered, I'm yours.
Oh, yeah.
Barack Obama don't like Michelle Obama, who will say, I don't want to listen to that stuff. It's very entertaining. Keep it going, Carrie.
When was the last time you got to do this, have a good rock out in a car?
Oh, I've been in a car, maybe it was months ago, with my daughter, who learned to drive.
Yeah.
And she rocked out a little. We rocked out with her. But that was the only time in 7.5 years that I've been in the passenger seat listening to music, rocking out like this.
Oh. Can we talk about Secret Service code names?
Yeah.
What is your Secret Service code name?
We're all R's. I'm a Renaissance. Barack is Renegade.
And do you get to choose that name? Do you go, does someone come up to you and say, what would you like to do? You go, I want to be Renaissance. And then the president's like, Renegade.
You're assigned a letter in the alphabet, so I think you don't get to choose your letter.
Oh, it's got
to
be a letter.
It's a letter, right? For me, they just came up with it and said, do you like it? And I was like, yeah, whatever.
I mean, do I get
it? All right, so anyway, that's the carpool karaoke. A lot of conversation, some good fun singing. Also last night, Conan O'Brien joked that the Republican National Convention is being held at the same time as the, what is that, Comic-Con? What do they call it? The
Comic-Con.
Comic-Con, yeah.
Interesting, as this year's Comic-Con coincides with the Republican National Convention happening at the same time. So, yeah, you can spend a week surrounded by cartoonish people who live in a fantasy world or attend Comic-Con. It's your choice.
Here he is joking about Saudi Arabia.
This is interesting. Authorities, I don't know if you know this, but authorities in Saudi Arabia have banned Pokemon Go. Now, is it me or is Saudi Arabia not as fun as it used to be?
28 past the hour.
The more you know, the less you understand. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Many wise people have been quick to reiterate Lao Tzu's ancient advice that the more you know, the less you understand. And why is that? Well, because the more you know, the more you realize how much there is to know and how much little comparatively you actually do know. Look, being humble on a grand scale is often easier than being humble around your loved ones. But if you realize that you don't know everything, then try implementing that knowledge the next time your loved ones disagree with you. Instead of taking an adamant stance against their perspective, open yourself up to genuinely listening to what they say. And I mean listening in a way that has you prepared to actually be open to potentially being swayed by their words. The more humble you are around your loved ones, the closer your relationships will be. For more on relationships, visit drchristianconti.com.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Select Craftsman Extreme Group tools are on sale all month this July at your neighborhood Ace, like screwdrivers with diamond-coated tips and sockets with serrated jaws. Offer valid July 1st to the 31st on select Craftsman Extreme Group tools at participating locations and acehardware.com. See store for details. Kit a worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms with a sealed-in lithium battery offering 10 years of protection and no more battery chirps. They're also designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Don't...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Why can't we be friends? This is Doug Steffen and Carpool Karaoke. Come on, let's sing. Victoria, why can't we be friends? Victoria's not singing. I'm bouncing around on my chair, the whole deal. Kara's not singing. Leave me
so
out.
Obviously you're feeling better, which is good.
Yes, I do. I feel better today. Thank you.
Good.
Let's get to, here's something that would make me feel a whole lot better. If I was one of the Powerball winners, the good news is this is a sixth month into this thing, these people won a big share of that $528 million. Well, actually, their share was $528. There was actually at stake was $1.6 billion. Remember that from last
yes.
year? Earlier, was there like was it early spring, late winter time? I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin and May Acosta had been holding on to the winning ticket, which is worth $528 million. Since January 13th, that was when the drawing was. Largest lottery jackpot in history of all of these crazy Powerball, Mega Millions, triple trillions, all that stuff. The Acostas live in Riverside, California, purchased their winning ticket at a 7-Eleven in San Bernardino.
have to chase Jennifer around on this one. The lottery director says, quote, it may have taken 6 months for them to come to our office, but these winners did just what we tell all the winners to do. They read the winner's handbook, assemble a team of legal and financial advisors to help them make the most of this windfall, and prepare them for their new life. Isn't it sad that just because you got some money, you have a different life? I mean, I understand
how
money...
Well, when that kind of money hits you, I mean, that is,
yeah,
that is really... That can be life-changing and overwhelming.
Well, yeah, I guess that that's true. But under the circumstances, if you're well-adjusted, you don't like it, you don't let it overcome. If I had
but
that kind of dough...
And that's true, but that's, you know, that's true. But that's like, I feel like you and me. I mean,
yeah,
we're,
right,
you know, how many lottery winners are financially bankrupt within a few years, or sometimes even a year?
Yeah. The only thing I do is use the money to sue the bank in California. I'm suing them now, but if I had more money, I'd have bigger lawyers and we could throw more stuff at them. Anyway, Marvin and May have the right attitude. Quote, we are thankful and blessed for the rare gift that has been placed in our care. We have committed nearly all of our new resources to a trust and to charities that are important to us. You know, I get into this, I think I said a little bit on the air the other day, and I'm going to say a little bit more about it, but not a whole lot more. As you remember, I was at a funeral. My cousin Dougie died last week, and I spoke on my own behalf and behalf of my side of the family at the event, and then afterwards I was talking to his wife, who has been, his children were not at the funeral. And I thought to myself, I didn't even think it, I said it. I didn't say it during the course of the event, but I said it afterwards to some of the people who were there, that I didn't understand how it is that you can be so selfish and so focused on money that you don't attend your father's funeral, especially as this father, this guy's a good guy, and he took great care of his children, set them all up in businesses. He did very well in his life, and he took very good care of them. But they were angry because of the amount of money he was giving to charity. And they said to the wife, who's not their mother, but she's been married to him for 29 years, that she coerced him into giving as much of his money as he did to three or four different charities. She didn't any more coerce him than I did, because she didn't have a play in the places that he sent his money. But the thing that so bothered me is they seem to always be pretty good kids, but so co-opted. Maybe I don't know the whole story. I know the story from the side that I heard it, and that is from the wife's side. And I've always been very fond of her. She took very good care of him in the end. She was taken care of, for sure, and the children were taken care of, but they don't like it because they didn't get enough to satisfy them. And so...
Well for themselves? I mean,
they're okay. He set them up, and one of them's a lawyer, the other one's in real estate, the other one worked in his company, and they all were set up fine. The children are set up fine. Yeah, they're all taken care of, but they wanted more.
Mm.
And they didn't like the fact that he was giving money to charities, and they said that she got to him after his mind, his capacity was diminished. And so there's been this whole law.
That's too bad.
It's ridiculous. It is, if you get into it and you're that far gone into the effect of money and what it does for you, then you're just gone. Money is a tool.
And there always seems to me, and obviously she was married to him for 29 years, so they clearly had enough time to adjust. This is not like, you know, a hospital bride.
Anytime I'd ever seen them together, they all seemed to get along fine. But this all developed last year after things changed, and they didn't like it. So, but money is very corrupting, but it's also exhilarating. It's also... I mean, I've had a lot of money in my life, and I've gone through it and come out on the other side, and I've been okay. And three or four different businesses I've started and run, and they've been okay, and then they fall apart based on the economy, circumstances, whatever they are. And so it was never easy come. I always worked hard for it. Nobody ever gave me anything. And so the money went, and I started over again, and created a different atmosphere or a different circumstance to hopefully bring some money to the surface again. But that's what it is. There are a lot of people who have a lot of money, and they invest it, and they watch it carefully, and they make sure that they protect it because they feel strongly about it. And I think that's responsible as well. But there are good things you can do with some of it. It just depends on your own attitude. It's yours. You have to be able to do with it what you want. And that's what gets to me when you have the extremists like Bernie Sanders who say, I want to take more of your money so we can give it to other people. No, right. No. It's not your money. It's my money. Let me do with it what I desire. And if I'm responsible, I'll do a lot of good things with it. If I'm not, it's not your business, one way or another. So, anyway, having said that, speaking of a lot of money, Elon Musk. How did I get this guy's name? Elon Musk is the guy who runs Tesla. He founded PayPal, got about $1 billion when he sold it out. So then he decided he would create an electric car. And he's gone into the space program. This guy's a very interesting guy. So yesterday, he says, I'm going to do something new. I'm going to start another company. I'm going to build electric trucks and electric buses so that they can be powered by solar energy, not batteries. So he's now going to go from battery-operated cars to solar-powered cars, trucks, and buses. The master plan, he calls it. I don't know if I'd use that terminology myself, but
that speaks big. Well into my impression of him being a Bond villain, but in a good way.
Yeah. You remember the guy that was supposed to be Rupert Murdoch? It was one of the Bond films. Pierce Brosnan was.
Yep.
The media mogul wanted to take
Jonathan
all the world.
Jonathan Price.
He was the baddie. He was. Yep. Yeah, you're right. Musk comes across that way a little bit. Like he's a menacing guy that wants to take over the world. Anyway, he's going to build a Tesla semi. He's going to build a Tesla bus, a Tesla pickup truck, and a Tesla SUV. I saw a Tesla yesterday on the road that was big. You know, the one that you've been used to is that sleek, low-riding sedan. But now they've got a new one that sort of looks like an SUV. And a lot of people are buying these things, and they're great for they're really great for saving on taxes because there are all kinds of incentives.
Is that a one-time thing that you, or do you every year you get to write off a portion of?
You know, I don't know
because
I haven't done it.
Yeah,
my guess is it's the first year and that's it, but I don't know that for a fact. 43 minutes past the hour. In a moment. What's going on at the WWWWWE? You know what I'm talking about. The Worldwide Wrestling, what do they call it? What is that saying? Oh, World Wrestling Entertainment. That's what it is. All right, so those of you who are wrestling.
I'm glad you knew that because I only know it. It's WWE.
Yeah, really? Well, it used to be something else.
I didn't know what the E was. It was WWE.
It used to be the Federation until the Wildlife Federation took that over.
Yeah, the wildlife people weren't happy about that.
Well, these guys that are wrestlers are wildlife. They ought to be out in the wild. Okay, that story in a moment here on the Good Day program.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
You sound like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like two-pocket folders for just 17 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in-store, 10 online.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Throwing an outdoor party? Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg makes it a twofer with Burpee vegetable plants.
It's a twofer. Gorgeous decor inside and out and yummy Burpee herbs and veggies. Great for cocktails, salads, even bruschetta.
More at BurpeeHomeGardens.com. Talking Eats.
I love making my own ice creams and ice cream cakes. My fave, two new mixes from the Curious Creamery. I add my choice of liquids and mix-ins. No ice cream maker required. Takes just minutes, plus freezing time.
More at thecuriouscreamery.com. $200 for prescription shades. Health and beauty expert Grace Gold has an alternative.
Solar Shield Fitsovers are stylish and under $25, worn alone or over glasses, and the clip-ons fit all frames. Both give you 100% protection from dangerous rays and glare.
At major retailers and solarshield.com. Then shield your hair from heat and humidity.
Sebastian Professional Trillion Thermal Protection Spray is a must for body and volume that's frizz-free. And Rock Crystal Extract adds shine at Ulta.com.
More at videopump.tv.
CVS Pharmacy has over 9,000 locations, and now we're inside Target. So whether you're at home, work, or on vacation, CVS Pharmacy is nearby. We can pull up all your details and prescriptions at any of our locations across the country. So wherever you are, we are. And now the pharmacy you trust is in the store you love. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
All right, 47 after the hour. The target of their affection is the leadership of the WWE, the World Wrestling Entertainment Organization. About 50 former wrestlers filed a class action lawsuit yesterday alleging that they suffer from long-term brain damage and are developing CTE, which is the Alzheimer's neurodegenerative disease, associated with getting hit in the head over and over and over again. Same as the football players, hockey players. I don't know where my sympathies lie in this. You know how I am about this issue in general and football or any of these. I've said there should not be any wrestling, high school, college. My kids' bodies are still being formed. If you're getting paid to have your body thrown all over the place, you know what? I don't have a lot of sympathy for you because you pretty much know what's going to happen to you. You're going to have a lot of, besides your brain, your spine, your hips, your whole body. I mean, look at the way those people get thrown around, both the men and the women. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
But anyway, in the complaint, they say that the WWE failed to provide care for the wrestlers when their injuries occurred. Now, I wouldn't be surprised about that because they're only interested in the money and the bottom line. They don't look like... You think the McMahons look like sensitive New Age people? I'm not sure that you could pass on that one. The WWE placed corporate greed over its wrestlers. What a shock. No.
Yeah.
That can't be. Health, safety, financial security, not what they were interested in for their wrestlers. Of course, there's a reply from the lawyers for WWE. This is another ridiculous attempt by the same attorney who has previously filed class action lawsuits against us, both of which have been dismissed. We're confident this lawsuit will suffer the same fate. That's about as uncaring, but again, that's what you would expect from the likes of the McMahons. That's what they're all about. They're just money grubbing. They've got a good business, and they deserve credit. The wife is smarter than the husband, and she's really been the brains behind all of it.
Really? I don't know anything about them.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that... What's his name?
The daughter's in it.
Vince McMahon.
Yeah. His daughter is Stephanie. His wife's name, I think, is Linda. She ran for the Senate in Connecticut, didn't win. But they have made hundreds of millions of dollars based on her leadership. This is not an example of a woman running something that's sensitive and taking better care of people. I think that they could do a lot better. But the other side of it is these people signed a deal. 10 before the hour.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Oh, nah, 53. After the hour, it's Tech Talk time. A way for us to fiddle and diddle here in the world of information that you find part of social media, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. We actually have some conversation going on about Leslie Jones' tweets.
Yes.
Breitbart. So we'll get to that in a moment. Plus some new Swift emojis for your consideration.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles, and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
All right, 55 after the hour. Leslie Jones is a focus in Ghostbusters. If you've seen the movie, you know who she is. She has been pummeled with tweets, including some of them at Good Day Show. I'll give you a little back. The folks at Breitbart who include Milo, how do you pronounce this? Yiannopoulos?
I have no idea.
Sounds good enough to me.
At Breitbart. Yiannopoulos has 350,000 followers, has been pretty unapologetic and has said a lot of negative stuff aimed at Leslie Jones. Here's sort of the story behind the story.
Yiannopoulos' Twitter account got shut down around 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, not long after he fueled users to tweet incendiary and, in some cases, racist things at Ghostbusters actress Leslie Jones. Eventually, Jones fought back against the abuse, sometimes posting screenshots of the tweets she was getting. She also called on Twitter, do something about it, and as you can see, the company responded.
There's no room on Twitter for harassment or threats. And if it happens, we're here for you.
A spokesman for Twitter said...
So, what really...
Twitter never does anything about this. So this is really, finally, they're going to do something about it because this
became such a big
story.
What is being said by the people that are following us at Twitter at Good Day Show? What do you read there?
Well, a lot of people are just, they feel, first of all, they feel bad that this is happening to Leslie Jones, and
How did it start? What did she say that originally got... The Breitbart columnist.
She didn't say anything. This started out. There's a hashtag called Ghost Bros, yeah. And these are basically guys who are fans of the original Ghostbusters movie who did not like that four females did the reboot, and it started from there. And then for whatever reason, this Milo guy started tweeting at Leslie Jones with pictures of gorillas and saying, you know, and photoshopping and making videos and memes of
racist,
horrible stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so that's that.
And then people kind of, he led the charge.
See, that's what happens. These right of center and left of center extremists always go too far. And that's what gives them a bad name. There's no reason in the world if you might tend to be more right of center than not, you tend to be more left of center than not, but I got no room in my wheelhouse for jerks like this. Because this is not part of what makes us all tick and what makes us all work.
This is completely unproductive for society.
Right, exactly. But they more often than not, the extremists give the rest of the people who are in whatever that group is a bad name.
Yeah.
So, anyway, bad luck. I aim at this guy and hopefully he gets straightened out. All right, what's this Swiftmoji business? If you've got an iOS or Android... But we all know what emojis are. What's a Swiftmoji?
Right. So emojis, and then there's, you know, all the celebrity versions. There's the Kimojis from Kim Kardashian, the Sheenojis from Charlie Sheen, and a lot of actors are now getting into this. They have their own.
Taylor Swift.
No, this has nothing to do with Taylor Swift. The Swiftmojis are, it's a third-party keyboard, so it's just like all the other emoji packages that you can buy. But this one is interesting because it auto-predicts what emoji would fit best in your tweet or in your text or in your Facebook post. So if you, for example, text your significant other, I'm going for a bike ride, see you soon, I love you, then automatically the smiley with the blowing kiss emoji comes up and a person on a bike comes up. So it suggests emojis to make your texts and tweets better.
So you don't have to...
It's really convenient.
Ways not to think.
Right. Oh,
teaching
boy.
You will not think at all now.
Yeah.
59...
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.